It was a momentous day in Cork yesterday as Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin returned home to emotional scenes with his wife Mary, his children and his neighbours of 30 years all lined out with pride as their very own neighbour, father and husband returned home as Taoiseach of Ireland. After the celebrations, Micheál Martin told me his plan was simply to relax for the night after a somewhat overwhelming homecoming.
And what's the plan for the rest of the night now?
I'm going to relax a bit now in the next couple of hours, yeah.
And he says although he's a leader for the whole country, he won't forget his Cork roots.
Obviously I'm a national Taoiseach, but my home and my roots are in Cork and I was reared here, and so there's a special, it's an emotional moment coming back.
But it will be an uphill climb with many challenges facing the newly formed government that Micheál Martin now presides over. Cork TD Padraig O'Sullivan was among those to welcome his party leader home yesterday, and he says the focus for government will now be on trying to fulfil commitments.
The crisis isn't over by any stretch of the imagination. This virus, we have to take each month as it comes. A lot of the commitments that have been given regarding capital projects over the last number of months and years, a lot of those commitments need to be kept in the short term. It's hoped that the new government will be able to borrow and spend on capital projects and deliver those much needed infrastructure projects across the country.
The future of the 15th holder of office of Taoiseach remains unwritten, and it's up to Micheál Martin to write that now. But his neighbour and former secondary school maths teacher in Coloiste Crieste Rí, Liam, told Red FM News he was a great student, is a great neighbour and will be a great Taoiseach.
I suppose it's a very, very rare occurrence to have a neighbour as Taoiseach, but we're delighted as neighbours here. Of course, we've followed his political career over the years, so he's hit the pinnacle at the moment, and we're all really, really delighted for him.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Ballinlock.